Welcome back to Focus. It's Sandy Barua, your broadcast intern, and I'm pleased to welcome the mayor of Grosse Pointe Park, Michigan, the Honorable Michelle Hodges. Michelle, how are you today?
Sandy, I'm so proud sitting here listening to my favorite constituent making Grosse Pointe Park proud by just overachieving in his internship and filling in for our former constituent, Mr. Paul W. I think you need to get on him about that.
I know. He moved all the way to the farms. Can you imagine that?
No, I can't.
Well, Michelle, you're doing such a great job doing really the heavy lifting as mayor. I want to talk to you about all the great work that you led to fix our water infrastructure. But what I really want to talk to you about is this incredible new performing arts center that I assume most people don't know is being built right on the border of Grosse Pointe Park and Detroit. Talk to us about what is the Paul and Carol Schaap Center for the Performing Arts. What is that, and when is it coming online, and what kind of impact is that going to have?
Well, before I would even agree to speak about the Schaap Center, I had to make sure they were chamber members, and I'm pleased to report that they are becoming chamber members. So that puts them in good stead with me. But yes, we're very excited about the Paul A. and Carol C. Schaap Center for the Performing Arts and the Richard and Jane Manoogian Art Gallery. Nowhere in the United States of America are $50 million art centers being built. In fact, they're more likely to be closed. And we have that regional asset right here, literally in our backyards, that is designed to be the highest quality performing and visual art experience locale in the country, quite frankly. So it's that place for public fellowship and a gathering place and celebrating the arts. And we know what the arts do. They heal and they unite. So we're thrilled. And I think you've probably seen, Sandy, in your time in Grosse Pointe Park, too, we're so fortunate to have many generous people in our community. So to have that much philanthropy, and they also helped fund our extreme emergency relief valve for the infrastructure you mentioned. So we've got a wonderful partnership, and we're all going to benefit as a result.
And just to be clear, because, you know, even I know that, you know, Grosse Pointe has a particular reputation and in most cases very undeserved, but this is a performing arts center for the region, for the state. It isn't just for Grosse Pointers.
Oh, without question. And I think anybody who knows me knows how passionate I am about our neighbors and how essential it is that no matter who you are, no matter where you sit on any kind of spectrum, working in collaboration is essential. And this art center serves as that catalyst. All you have to do is look at the programming partners that are already comprising the list before it even opens. It's the Detroit Concert Choir. It's the Mosaic Youth Theater. It's the Carr Center. It's Puabic Pottery. It's the Eisenhower Dance group. It's the DIA, the DSO, let alone the Grosse Pointe Theater, which will finally have its own home. So without question, that's the intention. And we also we need to be intentional and strategic about that by putting those planks in place to ensure that it fulfills that goal of being collaborative and looking beyond our boundaries and making sure our boundaries are porous and all are welcome and feel at home at the Schaap Center.
And what's the schedule?
So opening weekend is October 16th to the 19th. It is open to the public. There are tickets as well. And I'm not as familiar. I would encourage everybody to go to the website for the Schaap Center and get on their social media as well to get those details. But we're counting down the days to that date. And I'm really looking forward to that community celebration, that jubilant moment that allows us to pivot and move forward as we ensure that Grosse Pointe Park is a competitive community that people want to be a part of.
Well, Michelle, I am so excited about this new regional asset. Thank you for your leadership and thank you for joining us. And I still think you need to take me to the cabins. I think we're overdue. So I'm going to get on your calendar.
You and me, yes, that's our goal, Sandy, and we'll make them join the chamber while we're there, too. How about that?
Okay. Michelle Hodges, the mayor of Grosse Pointe Park and Just so everyone knows, she's also the executive director and CEO for Habitat for Humanity of Oakland County. Michelle, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Sandy. Take care.
All right. Well, this has been a tremendous amount of fun. Like I tell people all the time, you know, it is easy for me to do this show. Doesn't mean I'm good at it, but it's easy for me to do this show because I just get to invite my friends and I get to talk to my friends. And speaking of friends, and someone who is not a broadcast intern, Chris Renwick, who picks up the show at 2 o'clock, has walked in early. Chris.
What's up?
I am just having the best time here.
I'm glad you've got a good job because I'm afraid you're going to take my gig at some point. So
yeah, that is like not happening.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you. So listen, I want to talk a little sports. Houston, Florida.
Yeah, wild.
I think the entire Final Four was just, I mean, those were great games. We're going in. Did you have Florida or did you have Houston?
I did have Florida. Yeah. I didn't have the game going down the way that it did. But there, you know, there was a lot of criticism. I guess not criticism, but there was an obvious kind of chalk aspect to the later stages of this tournament, right? There weren't really any Cinderellas. There weren't any little schools that made deep runs. And people have said, oh, that's an NIL thing. And now all those guys that were playing at those, you know, smaller schools now got money to go play at a, you know, major program. So it was a little bit of a bummer not to see that because that's a great characteristic of the tournament. But we got a great championship game. It was a lot of fun. That whole weekend was great. Really, the Sweet 16 weekend going into the championship weekend was fantastic.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of good basketball.
No, it was great sports watching. Mm-hmm. It was kind of, you know, collegiate sports at its best in terms of its performance. But then, yes, you start thinking about the NIL issue, you think about the portal, right? You know, college sports is changing dramatically.
But now I have this is coming to Detroit in 2 years. So now I've got the itch, right? I cannot wait for this to get here because it's going to be a really, really big event.
Well, listen, I know I've got a hand over the microphone, but what's on tap for your show at 2?
We're talking tariffs. We're talking tariffs. I have one other topic. So we're going to talk about tariffs, Donald Trump making these decisions today, and we'll get into it. But, you know, this company has brought back direwolves. Have you seen this?
No.
So direwolves are extinct. They're a type of wolf, kind of made famous by Game of Thrones. But are extinct, and they brought them back. Are people playing God? Is this a good thing? We'll talk about it.
Well, I saw that movie. There was that dinosaur that runs after after the children and eats them.
That's where we're getting to. That's where we're getting towards.
Well, that's going to be awesome. Chris, you have a great show. I want to thank Mike Parsons. I want to thank the folks in the booth. I want to thank my colleagues and friends, Matt Freeman and Megan Spanitz, for being here and making sure I didn't go off the rails too much. And for all of you out there, thank you for putting up with another broadcast intern. I know you're anxious to get Paul W. back in this seat, as am I. You all have a great day.